With Venmo Stash, a taco in one hand, and ordering a ride in the other means you're stacking cash back. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to rideshares, entertainment, and more. Pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Earn more cash when you do more with Stash. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, in this case, it's Florida Woman, at least for this story anyway. A Florida woman was charged with attempted murder after police said she attacked her boyfriend with a machete during a fight over cell phones. Yes. Liz Fretchel, 49, arrested on Friday and booked into the Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center, where she's being held without bond. They were having dinner at a Texas Roadhouse in Miami Thursday night when he reportedly saw photos on her phone of her hugging another man and holding hands with him. He stormed out of the restaurant, leaving the woman by herself. Then he returned to her apartment to give her back some of her belongings. The boyfriend meant to leave her items on an air conditioning unit outside the apartment and then go home. However, he realized he left his car keys with the items, so he had to go back. She had already picked up the items and brought them inside. And when he tried to enter the apartment, she tried to shut the door on him. He eventually made entry, spotted his keys on her bed. And then she grabbed a machete and said, "You are not going anywhere, you son of a bee. You're going to pay." Then went into the closet, pulled out a machete. As the boyfriend attempted to grab his keys and make a run for it, she swiped the machete at him, slicing his right elbow while she shouted, "I'm going to kill you, you son of a bee." Fearing for his life, the boyfriend escaped the apartment and ran back to his car. He drove to the hospital. He was treated for a deep laceration to his elbow. Now, I don't know if they had any leftovers from the Texas Roadhouse experience. I don't know. And I don't know the status of those leftovers, whether or not he was able to grab those two, whether or not they were still in her apartment, and now just kind of rotting in the fridge. That I don't know. All right? Now, this is back to Florida Man here. Two, actually, Florida men. Two elderly men ended up in handcuffs after they allegedly went on a scenic nature walk, hoping for a lucky stroll with a happy ending. According to the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office, Special Investigations Division responded to an ongoing complaint of lewd and lascivious activity that was happening in the D.J. Wilcox Preserve near Old Dixie Highway in Fort Pierce. Deputies launched an undercover operation to begin monitoring the area. The sheriff's office said that within minutes, an elderly man, 82 years old, approached an undercover detective, exposed himself, and propositioned himself for sexual gratification. And then moments later, another elderly man, 87 years old, approached an undercover detective and propositioned himself for sexual activity. And both gentlemen were booked on counts of exposure of sexual organs. I'm going to go on a limb here and say that they were also taking some pharmaceutical, had a little pharmaceutical assistance as well. I'm going to go on record with that too. So whether or not they'll get charged with illegal possession of Viagra or anything like that, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. And a Florida man set his own home on fire. I feel like we've done this story a million times here on the Dana Show. Set his own home on fire after shooting towards a neighbor's house. According to police in Tampa, they responded to the same neighborhood on Friday after a man was shot. Investigators are working to see if the incidents are related. They responded to this. Someone had set his house on fire, and he's charged now with criminal mischief, arson of a first-degree structure, shooting at within or into a building, and felon in possession of a firearm. So, wish the man the best of luck on this Thanksgiving. And at least, you know, gets an opportunity now to, I don't know what, have a little turkey in prison. I'm not really sure what all these Florida people get otherwise.
So as we head into the holidays, it's not just about gifts. It's about gratitude and protecting what really matters, family and the future and your financial security. Colin Plume is the CEO at Noble Gold Investments. And I tell you, the market really opened my eyes as to how much can change in a year. I mean, think of it. The market changes fast, the economy, even your own job. So what's the smart way to make sure that your money is actually working for you? While you're sitting with family and thinking about all you've built, remember, Noble Gold Investments is here to guide you. Their team is helpful and informed. No hype, just honest advice. Gold is up 25%. The dollar is down 9%. And gold and silver have outlasted every crash and currency. It's about long-term value and peace of mind, not chasing deals. And so that's why you need to check out Noble Gold. Before you check out for the holidays, though, visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana and download their free gold and silver guide. Open a qualified account and get 10 silver holiday coins. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Vrbo last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can easily get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. No need for months of planning. In fact, you can't even plan pow. Pow is on its own schedule. Thankfully, somewhere in the world, it's always snowing. All you have to do is use the last-minute filter on the app to book a last-minute deal on a slope-side private rental home. Book now at Vrbo.com.
So the case against the president is over in Georgia, and the death to the turkeys over after the president pardoned them at the White House. Welcome back to the Dana Show. It's great to have you here today. It's me, Rich Zeoli, in for Dana. Pleasure to be with you on this Travel Wednesday. Some audio for you as well. So let's start with the president joking about the turkeys that he pardoned and the names he wanted to give them besides their actual names. Cut one.
Turkey that's going to be saved. The turkeys being pardoned today go by the names of Gobble and Waddle. When I first saw their pictures, I thought we should send them, I shouldn't say this. I was going to call them Chuck and Nancy. But then I realized I wouldn't be pardoning them. I would never pardon those two people.
No. Chuck Schumer, at the heart of what I was talking about in the last segment about Fight Club, where these Democrats are now going after him, try to take him out. He's the biggest turkey in Washington right now after the shutdown. And what's crazy about it, of course, is that it was a shutdown for absolutely no reason unless you factor in New Jersey and Virginia, which I am factoring that in. And I think a lot of people outside of watching those two gubernatorial races may not really get the impact of that, but I lived it. I lived it on the ground every day in New Jersey in the gubernatorial election where I really thought we had a strong chance of winning. The polls were showing it was a one-point race. We had a great candidate. But the shutdown, the impact of the shutdown on the SNAP benefit recipients, and there's like 830,000 of them in New Jersey, and many of them work. They're not all just deadbeats. That was an issue that we just really couldn't factor in. The second was the president canceling something known as the Gateway Tunnel Project. It was going to be the expansion of the rail tunnels into New York City from all along the Northeast Corridor. And the Democrat candidate for governor, the now governor-elect Mikey Sherrill, played up big time on that, going to train stations, having her people hand out flyers, how the president's making your commute worse. And so you're getting already cranky commuters, because we've been talking about that throughout the whole show. People get cranky when they commute. So keeping the government shut down going until after Election Day, and then, of course, you ended on the Sunday after the election when you won both Virginia, where you had a lot of government workers who may not have come out for that election. They may have just stayed home. And that was what I think it was all about. I really do. And I think a lot of this is performative in the sense that they want Chuck Schumer gone for a lot of reasons. I don't really think it's over the shutdown, though. I think they were all in on it. I think they were protesting too much. They knew what they were going for here. They had to find a reason to get Democrats who were very disaffected out to vote in places like Virginia and New Jersey, and it worked. The shutdown worked in that sense. Achieved nothing except those two big gubernatorial victories. And I absolutely 100% believe it played a huge part in it. And that's why when the election was over and they won, on that Sunday they announced the government's reopening, and they're like, oh man, we're so mad that we had to keep the government shut down and achieved absolutely nothing except winning these two major races. Now, I really did laugh, though, when the president made the joke about the pardons for the turkeys. This is my favorite, cut two.
Terrible situation caused by a man named Sleepy Joe Biden. He used an auto pen last year for the turkeys' pardon. So I have the official duty to determine, and I have determined that last year's turkey pardons are totally invalid. As are the pardons of about every other person that was pardoned other than where's Hunter?
That's because Hunter got the real deal pardon, the one in ink. He had to, because otherwise he would sing like a canary. That was always the thing about Hunter Biden. And to this day, I think you have to realize that was the reason they were able to get Joe Biden out of the race. Joe Biden did not want to get out of the race. He never would have gotten out of the race. He's a snarky, stubborn old codger. Stubborn politician. He wasn't going anywhere, but they had the goods on him with the Hunter Biden laptop, which, of course, we all know was real. And they knew what he was doing in the White House when Obama was president and Biden had the Ukraine portfolio, among other things, and he was making money off of it. And they knew all this. And I remember when the Pod Save America bros, or Not Bad, essentially saying to Joe Biden, you can go out a hero. After decades of serving America, or we will destroy your legacy. It was a very, very not at all subtle warning. We know you're corrupt. We have the receipts, and we will make sure everybody knows you're corrupt. And God only knows what that means for you. And remember something, too. Back when Biden, when they thought Biden could win re-election against Trump and they were working at the same time. This is why today with the state of Georgia dropping all the charges against the president in the 2020 election interference Fugazi RICO case. They were going after the president, the current president, the former president at the time, Trump, in every possible legal venue they could. And they were trying to get Hunter off in every legal venue they could. So when they had that first plea deal with all the tax stuff wrapped up in the gun evasion, so the judge could not reject the plea agreement from the Department of Justice. It was only Hunter's own stupidity that plea agreement was rejected, because she asked some questions like, could he be charged in the future for being a, say, unregistered foreign agent? And his attorney said yes. And Hunter, being an arrogant dope, said, well, I can't accept this then. But at the time, they thought Biden could win. They thought Trump would go down. They figured he'd get the nomination and lose. And they just wanted all the Biden stuff to go away. And then as Biden's popularity went down and the economy got worse, they realized now that they needed that to hold over his head if they had to get him out of the race. Which is why they ultimately charged him again in Los Angeles. And that was over the tax stuff. And then they charged him separately on the gun stuff. And there was not going to be a plea agreement. They would delay it, but it was always there in their back pocket if they needed it. And that's ultimately how they got Biden out of the race. Otherwise, he would have went down to the wire. But they were able to use that against him. And someday I'll be proven right on that point, just like I was proven right on the fact when I said Biden would never be the candidate. And I predicted a few days before the debate that the debate was entirely designed to set him up, to show America that he could not run, that he lost his friggin' mind. And that was obviously the case there as well. So the auto pen stuff, and whether or not anything ever comes of it, I don't know. I don't think so. But I do think that it's good to get it out there so that everybody knows. And I give James Comer and the Oversight Committee, I give them enormous credit for raising this issue and bringing it to light. Because while you may not be able to reverse those pardons, it's good for everybody to know exactly how the president of the United States was not functioning and how the vice president at the time had a constitutional obligation to do something about it and didn't. Because another name that's being mentioned for 2028 which I think would be a gift, is Kamala Harris, of course. I mean, she's polling higher than Gavin Newsom's oily, slick hair in California right now. She's probably going to run. I think that'd be a disaster for the Democrats, but hey, bring it. Go for it. And do a Kamala Harris AOC ticket while you're at it. Sounds great. No, look, I don't want to discount the effect of Kamala Harris and or AOC, excuse me, and young people. I think there's a very strong just like young people with socialist candidates in general. I just don't think there's enough of them. And America is not ready to elect a socialist, thank God. But no, I mean, that's the reality, is that it's the same thing with the policy declarations that Biden issued. The biggest one being the decision to end the export of liquid natural gas, which, if you remember, Speaker Mike Johnson said he confronted President Biden about that. And Biden didn't know what he was talking about. And at the time, we all just dismissed it as Joe having one of his Joe days. But then you got to wonder. If the staff was going rogue and issuing pardons to anybody they wanted, were they also issuing policy proclamations like you can't export liquid natural gas? Because the Joe Biden that at one time was smart enough to become the chair of the Judiciary Committee, to keep getting elected senator, to ultimately become vice president of the United States of America, ultimately become the Democrat nominee for president, that guy never would have issued a ban on the export of liquid natural gas when the must-win state in the 2024 election was Pennsylvania. Home of liquid natural gas. The state's biggest source of energy and source of the economy as well. Never would have done that. But I do think people in his administration went rogue, just like they went rogue with the pardons, because they figured, why not? Guy's not running the show. We can do anything we want.
If you want to be able to protect yourself when local or municipal laws prevent you from doing so, you need to diversify your weapons array and check out some of the stuff that they offer at Burn a Gun. It shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. Easy target acquisition, no recoil. And Burner requires no background checks. It's legal in all 50 states. It ships straight to your door. And in addition to that, they have several different models. The CL is the most compact one that they have. But you should definitely check it out. You can take advantage also of Byrna's Black Friday and Cyber Monday sale. Get 15% off site-wide. That's their biggest sale of the year. I can't believe we're already in Black Friday season. Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Visit Byrna.com, BYRNA.com.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boo. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers, all so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, if you're going to destroy some brain cells this Thanksgiving with alcohol, don't feel too bad, because there's a new study that says that the brain cells we're born with come pre-programmed, challenging the century-old blank slate theory. You know, this idea that you're born a blank slate and then we fill it with nonsense? Apparently, according to a study, lab-grown human brain cells spontaneously organize into precise firing sequences without any sensory experience, challenging the idea that the brain is a blank slate shaped by learning. It's pretty complicated, but the bottom line is this. It may be a lot more about your DNA than we've ever imagined. Your destiny, anyway. Week-long social media detox actually leads young adults to spend even more time on their phones. I know, crazy, right? It's kind of like when you do dry January and then February 1st comes along and you just go, hey, God, just give me a beer. They track 295 young adults who quit Facebook, Instagram, et cetera, after a week. And they dropped it for the week. But then when they got their phones back, they actually increased their screen time by about 15 seconds daily and 43 extra minutes at home each day. And even though depression dropped, it came right back as soon as the devices came back. No doubt about it, of course. I'm a big fan of movies. Like I mentioned, sometimes can't go see them in the theater. But Rush Hour 4, they're remaking that for Donald Trump. The film's franchise is reportedly among some of the U.S. president's favorites. And Paramount is reportedly going to release Rush Hour 4, Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker, after President Trump personally requested the revival of the action franchise. Boom, there we go. But there'll be a documentary about 50 Cent, and it'll be about Diddy, and that's going to come out for a pre-Christmas release on Netflix. You may not want to see that one as much as the other one, but The Reckoning will arrive December 2nd, a four-part series, excuse me, will focus on the sexual abuse allegations against Diddy Combs, and that is going to cause a lot of people to probably tune in because I have nothing better to do except football, of course. And finally, Oregon governor declares a fuel emergency after a pipeline leak and warns of rising gas prices, which is weird because I didn't think that had anything to do with why prices went up. You know what I mean? From the blue state's perspective, I didn't realize it had anything to do with maybe not having enough supply. Go figure. Now, Newsom's going to run for president. Josh Shapiro's going to run for president, the governor of Pennsylvania. He signed a bill into law that is completely unnecessary. It absolutely is unnecessary, but it gives him a lot of grandstanding. And I can tell you one thing about the governor of Pennsylvania. That guy has a fierce social media presence. And you wonder yourself, how does he find time all day to be governor and to post so relentlessly on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook? And how does he do it? The answer is he has a team of, like a dozen people. And It was like a million dollars in all their different salaries. Again, I don't know for sure, so the governor's office can't sue me. I'm speculating. But Broad and Liberty wrote a whole piece about this. How many people Governor Josh Shapiro has dedicated to do his social media outreach for the office that the Pennsylvania taxpayers are paying for to promote himself as he grandstands everywhere? And I mean everywhere. Including with people he'd like to run for president with, like Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer when he was at the Eagles game, the Eagles-Lions game, and they were both there for that, mucking it up, taking pictures, posting selfies. But he signs this completely unnecessary bill into law, but he gets the grandstand over it, cut 16.
We know that this is an issue that disproportionately affects Black Pennsylvanians who wear their hair in protective styles like locks and natural braids or twists. And it can manifest itself in a number of different ways, from someone getting fired simply because of how they look, or maybe someone getting passed over for a job because of the way they wear their hair. That's unacceptable. And in a moment, it will be illegal.
What if I have a mullet and somebody doesn't want to hire me because of my mullet? You know, business on top, party in the back. Should that be illegal? I'm asking the question. And how are you ever going to prove that, by the way? How are you ever going to prove that I didn't hire Rich Zeoli because of his mullet? Like, I was going to hire Zeoli, and then I saw he had a mullet, and I decided against it. This is one of those dumb problems in solutions in search of a problem, as they say, and that's what it really is. So he gets the grandstand and say that this is a thing. I'm not saying that there isn't a person who probably didn't get a job because of their hair. I'm just saying that it's not just simply Black Americans who are dealing with this. I'm sure people that have mohawks probably deal with this. Like, a guy goes into a job in banking and sits across the table with a face tat and a mohawk and doesn't get the job. Should he be able to sue for discrimination based on his hair? I'm curious. And then how do you prove that? Is there going to be a leaked audio recording of somebody saying, well, I would have hired him? He was completely qualified. But the mohawk. And the fact that he was also a straight white guy and doesn't meet our DEI policies. But other than that, it was perfect for the job. So silly. It really is. It's silly. We're going to see a lot more grandstanding now between now and 2028. We promise you that. Remember Kathy Griffin held up the bloodless or the bloody, decapitated, severed head image of Donald Trump. You remember that whole thing? She said she's lost a lot of friends over her TDS debacle. I think being friends with Kathy Griffin, even before that incident, would be a very annoying endeavor. She just strikes me as being one of those people that would probably be very annoying to be friends with. I think there's a lot of people who are comedians who are like that. The very insecure people, constantly on, like they never take a break. And they're always on all the time. And you're like, oh my God, is this like, I'm paid to see this. Can you just be yourself? She strikes me as one of those people. And you know that she's just yearning for attention. Yearning. Just a lot of these people, these actors and actresses are like this. Comedians and other people. And probably radio talk show hosts too. Always need to be the center of attention and are always on. I'm the opposite. I don't want any attention. And when I'm off the air, I am done. And do not bring up politics around me. It's my day off and you come up to me and you want to talk politics, I will be politely say no thank you. I'm not interested. It's my job. I got to talk about it 5 days a week, sometimes on Fridays too. And I just don't like to do it. And I don't like to do it particularly over things like Thanksgiving, for example. My advice would be just don't discuss politics. Just don't do it. Nothing good ever comes from it. There's never been a single person in the history of humanity who ever came out and said, you know, I went into Thanksgiving being a liberal, but after several bottles of wine and lots of turkey and arguing, I have now seen the light and I have converted and I'm backing Donald. It's never going to happen. It can't happen. So don't waste your time. That's my advice, but I'm not going to tell you what to do. You do you. I mean, it's, you know, I just want you to be happy. I've just found in my own experience, nothing good comes from that. Minds are never changed. It's like arguing with people on social media, too. The only time I ever do it is if I feel like sparring, kind of like Rocky when he fought Spider Rico. Yeah, I said, you know you're going to win. It's not really much effort, but it kind of keeps your mental skills up a little bit. So if I'm on vacation or something after a little while, I might come back and argue with some idiots on social media just to kind of get my chops back a little bit before I go back on the air. But beyond that, I just don't do it. But as far as her losing 75% of her friends, I don't believe for a second it's because of her TDS debacle. I think if it's true that she even had that many friends, that would be a miracle. And secondly, those people just needed an excuse and an off ramp. So they gave it to her. Cut 17.
I had some good friends. I will say I lost about 75%. I lost about 75% of my friends and they never came back. And so I also, okay, I know I'm laying it on thick, but I also became addicted to prescription pills. Oh. So I also tried to take my life and I was in a 5150 cycle for 3 days at Cedars. And so I actually, even though I was a pill girl, I go to AA meetings on Zoom every day and I've made a lot of friends through AA. So I've been lucky about like getting some nice friendships going. But that's why we were joking before about the art of conversation. I kind of just live for that now. I just want to like really talk to people.
I feel bad for those people. I mean, they're doing God's work, helping her with her addiction, but not all heroes wear capes, I guess, is what I can say, because this is, you know, anyway.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
When you're a pro, you got to do a little bit of everything. A little. a little, and even a little. And it helps to have something that works as hard as you do. That's why Valspar has durable, high-coverage paint for every job, every time. Made for more. Valspar. Pros, head to Lowe's today and talk to a pro rep about saving time and money on your next job with Valspar Signature Paint. Exclusions apply. See ValsparPro.com for details.